Hey everyone, welcome to episode 36 of Sis and Giggles. I'm your host Casey, and I am joined by Krista. And tonight we are continuing our discussion of the Skywalker Saga films with The Force Awakens, and we are asking what would have happened if Han Solo had redeemed his son, Kylo Ren, on the bridge of Starkiller Base. Now, this is the first one, like, we've tried to come up with questions for scenarios that happened earlier in the movie so we can talk about how they changed, like, that movie. But we're going pretty late right here. So, like, this isn't going to change the course of The Force Awakens a whole lot, but it's going to change The Last Jedi and, like, all, like, supplemental stories a lot. So, what happens if Han Solo redeems Kylo Ren on the bridge? Well, the big one is Han Solo lives, which would make Harrison Ford miserable.
Oh, so sad. He would be oh so sad.
He's like, Harrison Ford could never let that happen. Like, I think I told you last week, like, I think at that point he would probably just take the damn lightsaber and stab himself. Like,
sacrifice himself for the good.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Like, he probably had it in his contract when he agreed to come back for these, like, one film. That is it. Nothing more.
You kill me so you can't bring me back.
Yeah, like, literally. Kill me. Not frozen in carbonite. Kill me.
So this has a lot of consequences for the story, especially for Rey, and especially for Luke. So if Kylo Ren is redeemed, presumably, if he makes it off of Starkiller Base, which I don't see why he wouldn't, like, Snoke's not on Starkiller Base to, like, kill him and punish him for you know, being so weak. But, so, like, if he makes it off of Starkiller Base, presumably I'm going to assume he joins the Resistance. And then I'm guessing he would train Rey in the ways of the Force. So my big question with that is, like, if Kylo Ren is there to train Rey, do you think they still go to Octo to try to get Luke?
I want it. My gut says no. But I can also see, like, an argument for why they would. So, like, I can see both sides of it. But personally, I feel like they probably wouldn't. No.
You think, like, they're thinking, like, okay, we got two, like, young Jedi at this point. We don't need, like, Luke. Luke's old. Let him go, like, live in exile.
Not so much that. I think it would end up being more. And I think this call would ultimately be made by Leia. I think it would be more along the lines of, like, he clearly doesn't want to be a part of this life anymore. I mean, why else? Like, he left. He hasn't communicated. He told no one where he was going. All of that stuff. I think she's going to understand it more so, just because, you know, she is connected to the Force and she is attuned with the thing, and he is her twin. So I'm sure that definitely plays a part as well. But I think she would probably be more along the lines, like, okay, well, we're not in a dire situation. Like, I don't have to go and take my brother out of his self confinement that he's basically locked himself away. And, you know, she's obviously aware that he's cut himself off from the Force. I think, I would assume. So I think she would respect that enough to be like, okay, well, it's not necessary, so we don't have to send them to go find Luke.
Alternatively, if Kylo Ren is there to train, if Kylo Ren abandons the First Order, I'm guessing Snoke, like, I think Snoke probably does something to show, like, as, like, a show of force in The Last Jedi, or whatever the movie would be called under this scenario. Right. So, like, I can very much see a scenario for where what you just said is the way the story plays out, but I could also see a scenario where, like, if you force Snoke's hand, I can see, like, where they even feel even more desperate to get the Octo. Like, maybe...
I can see that 100% too.
Yeah. Maybe Rey, Ben, and Leia, all three of them go and try to convince Luke to come back. And, like, how does Luke say no to any of that?
I don't disagree.
Yeah. And that would be, I think that would be a big part of, like, Ben's redemption arc, too. Because, like, simply, I don't know, like, Vader, after he died, had a lot to answer for because he murdered a lot of people, including, like, children. We don't know what Kylo Ren did. Like, we know Kylo Ren definitely, like, killed people, but we don't know the extent of it. We don't know, like, how, like, hard his fall to the dark side was.
Well, isn't it kind of implied that he kills everybody at the Jedi Temple after he thinks Luke is trying to kill him?
So, that is up in the air. I guess we'll get, like, our first clues next week because the Rise of Kylo Ren comic is coming out on Wednesday. So, we'll find out then. But I think that... I think it's implied that he killed quite a few of them, but, like, we're starting to hear snippets of, like, some of them, like, joined him. Some of them were, like, not at the academy, and they were off on, like, some sort of mission. So, like, we'll find out.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, he definitely... It's never, like, explicitly said, like, on film, but we know, like, the ashes that he lays his helmet down on in The Force Awakens, like, it isn't in the movie, so it's, like, canon light. It's, like, kind of canon. But, like, J.J. Abrams said that, like, those are the ashes of, like, his enemies that he's killed. So, like, as far as, like, interviews with, like, J.J. Abrams goes, he's murdered, like, enough people to make a table full of ashes. But we'll, you know.
That's pretty emo. That's hardcore emo shit.
That's like if an emo was just like a little bit like too motivated.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like it could be a big part of his redemption arc if he were to go back and he were to like seek and get Luke's forgiveness. And under this scenario, Luke may not be so reluctant to leave Octo because he's not burdened with, like, his failure to train Ben and, like, Ben's, like, off, like, ripping the galaxy apart. Like, he doesn't have to deal with that now. It's kind of like, my nephew saved. I didn't completely ruin his life, so maybe I'm not so bad at this whole Jedi thing.
Part of me wonders, and I could be, you know, off base here, if Luke necessarily would trust him at all, at least not to start.
You don't think Luke would trust him?
Yeah, I mean, like, when we kind of meet up with Luke on Act 2, he's not only, like, clearly cut off from the Force and everything, but he's clearly very reluctant and...
Right.
Not necessarily... He doesn't really trust Rey. He's very speculative of her and everything, and I think that is... I think that's shown in the movie and how he treats her and everything like that, in addition to, you know, just kind of being pissed that someone's interrupted him and is trying to get him to, you know, become a Jedi again and take up the mantle again. So I wonder if he wouldn't be hesitant to trust, can't even say Kylo Ren because at this point he'd be Ben Solo, if he would be able to trust Ben again.
I think...
Like, after witnessing what he did.
Well, if he were to, like, let the Force back into him, or whatever, like, uncut himself off from the Force, I think if he were to, like, maybe look within Ben, he would see that he is genuine. And if he doesn't want to do that, I think that that's why it would be a good idea for Leia to go with them. Because, like, if he doesn't trust Ben, he doesn't trust Rey, I'm sure as hell sure that he would at least trust Leia.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. So, like, I think it would probably be a good idea for Leia to go with them.
Now, like, kind of off base, because I know we talked about, like, what if, you know, he didn't kill Han and he was redeemed. To counter that, well, if, what if, just a kind of little spin-off, what if he didn't kill Han, but he knocked him out and took him prisoner?
So, at this point, you're, okay, so we're gonna, like, rewind to the very beginning.
All the way back.
And Han doesn't redeem Kylo Ren.
No, Kylo Ren somehow, using the Force, whatever, knocks him unconscious and takes Han Solo as prisoner.
I'm guessing Han would still die because, I mean, at that point, like, all the charges were set, so they're blowing up Starkiller Base. So, like, unless Kylo, unless someone, like, gets him out of the prison cell, because, like, are you assuming that, like, at this point, like, everything else happens the way it was, and, like, Kylo Ren meets Rey and Finn in the woods, and, like, they have their battle and everything?
Yes, but we'll say he had some sort of contingency in place for Han Solo.
Okay.
So, he didn't just dump him and then, like, go off and do everything. Like, he has plans for him. So, let's say he takes him and he instantly puts him on his ship.
Okay. So under this scenario, the way this plays out, and he still meets Rey and Finn in the woods, I think he straight up kills Finn, because he's not fighting Finn with, like, the bleeding wound coming from his side, because True. Chewbacca has no reason to shoot him. So, like, yeah, I think he straight up kills Finn. I think he gives Rey a better fight than he did in the actual movie, but I think Rey still probably ends up still, like, overcoming him, because I'm assuming that, like, the Force is still gonna, like, overtake her like it did in the movie. And
she's such a great scene. Yeah. I love that scene. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she could have killed him right there if she wanted to. If she was
100%.
Yeah. And I think it still probably ends up playing like that, much to the chagrin of, like, fanboys everywhere.
Cry about it.
Yeah. Cry me a river. So then, I think also if he takes Han Solo prisoner instead of killing him, that's probably looked at as, like, a weakness to Snoke, because Snoke's like, you have to kill your father, and now he's gonna be like, you're a child in a mask, you couldn't even kill your own father.
I could also see, just to counter that, as Kylo could simply spin it as, we now, like, have someone we can get information out of, interrogate, get information as to where the resistance is, stuff like that, because Han knows that. And they would have no reason to think that he wouldn't. And then perhaps instead of, you know, like how we saw Rey getting tortured for information, they do essentially do the same thing to Han.
Mm-hmm.
Except he's not a Jedi, so he's pretty boned.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see how Han can resist that sort of interrogation. But then again, I mean, you can, like, if you want to call this a plot hole, I won't, like, totally disagree with you. But, like, at the beginning of the movie, you know, Kylo Ren interrogates Poe Dameron like that, and, like, Kylo Ren isn't able to, like, obtain the secret, like, location of the resistance, but I guess he wasn't looking for that. He was simply looking for BB-8. So maybe if he was probing Poe's mind and he actually wanted to see what planet the resistance on, he would have found Dakar. So, okay, I guess that's not the plot hole. Yeah, yeah, he'd be able to find the location of the resistance from Han.
I think it's safe to say that Snoke is probably a little bit more powerful or a little bit more skilled at that particular force ability than Kylo Ren is. I think that's reasonable to say as well.
Interestingly enough, The Last Jedi would still play out pretty much the same as it did, because they would learn the location of the base, they would go there, and I think from that point on everything would play out, with the exception of Finn and Rose going to Canto Bight, because like I said, at this point I think Finn's dead.
Yeah, that might be the only
R.I.P. Finn.
John Boyega, you were great.
Yeah, so maybe who does Rose go to Canto Bight with? Rose doesn't even enter the story because Finn's not trying to get on an escape pod, so Rose not there. We took Rose out of the story. I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you love Rose. This was an accident.
That was not our intention.
Total accident.
We'll go back and retcon it.
So at this point, there's no reason for them to even, like, I don't know. They would still find out that they're being tracked through hyperspace. At this point, though, I don't know what they do with it. Because, like, what does Poe do with that information?
He doesn't really have any. He doesn't have a man inside.
He knows Rose. I suppose he could have talked to Rose, and they could have just set her. Yeah, I suppose they could have just talked to Finn, or Poe could have just gone and talked to Rose, and that's how Rose ends up in the story. And then she goes to Canto Bight by herself, parks the ship like a reasonable human being, is able to find the Master Code Breaker and bring him back. And we never meet DJ, and then, you know, everything goes perfectly fine from there, except they need Finn, because Finn was in the First Order, and he knows his way around the Super Star Destroyer. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. Finn doesn't die in the fight with Kylo Ren. He lives. He lives, and The Last Jedi plays out pretty much exactly the way it did in the original movie, with the exception that Han is alive, and when Finn and Rose go on the ship to bring down the hyperspace tracking, they also embark on a mission to save Han Solo.
But per Harrison Ford's contract, he is dead.
So they just go into, like, his cell and find what he, like, died of a heart attack?
No, it's like Shmi and Anakin in episode 2. Find him, and he's, like, talking to them and being all, like, you know, tell Chewie. He's going to go Chewie first.
He's like Robert Pattinson's character in The Goblet of Fire. He's just like, bring my body back. Bring my body back to Chewie.
Yeah, like, bury me. Like, put me in the Millennium Falcon and drift us off into space and then destroy us, like, something like that, because Harrison Ford has to only do one movie. And I think that would be reasonable enough, like a 5-second clip that they could film probably in conjunction while filming The Force Awakens.
Probably. Like, I can see that. So, all right. So now that we've gone through these two scenarios, do you prefer, like, keeping Kylo Ren as a bad guy, or do you like the idea of Han redeeming him on the bridge?
Personally, I kind of am a fan, and I actually like, this is terrible to say, I think the scenario we came up with where, you know, Kylo Ren is not redeemed is almost more, like, darker.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think it shows more of a darker Kylo Ren in a way, because, like, yeah, you can kill, like, it's easy was easy not to say easy for him to kill Han,
what you mean.
But, like, he hit his lightsaber and that was that, whereas this, like, he's literally, like, he took his father, and instead of just putting him out of his pain, row 1, 2, and 3, quick, you're now prolonging it and forcing him in a terribly painful interrogation methods to give up the location of his wife, like his friends, everything, like give up their location so they can be destroyed. Like that's gonna, and I think that prolonged like interrogation period would almost break Han, because like he's just witnessing like as much as he's like, because you know he's going to try to argue and talk Kylo Ren down and try to stop him from doing this and talk him out of it and everything.
Right.
You know he's going to do that for a while, and eventually he's going to realize like it's gone.
And if he goes before Snoke, he's just done.
Yeah. So, like, I think Snoke would almost make that a teaching method. Like, you're going to go in there and you're going to do that every single day until you find the location of the Resistance base.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I have to say I prefer the scenario that keeps Kylo Ren as the bad guy, because so redeeming Kylo Ren and then having Rey and Kylo and Leia and presumably Han go into Octu and meeting up with Luke, like, it seems really, like, fan service-y. Like,
100% agree.
Yeah, like, you know how, like, the Disney Star Wars haters, like, they'll use those memes of, like, Leia, Han, and Luke together, like... And they're just like, this is what we want at Disney. This is what we want. Like, that just kind of seems like it's giving in to them. Like, you're getting the original, like, trio back together with, like, the new trio. And it just, like...
It almost makes it, like, a reunion.
Yeah.
Not its own part of the saga.
Yeah. So I think, like, the way things played out would have been better. And keep Kylo Ren evil, and then... I don't know, redeem him at the end of the third movie if you need him to be redeemed. Which we're going to find out next week if he's redeemed.
Yep.
Can you believe that? Can you believe we're a week away?
So, I'll tell our few listeners about the debacle that I had. So, I pre-ordered my tickets. I told you about this because I think I texted you in a panic. I pre-ordered my tickets the night that they dropped, and I got two tickets for Thursday at a 7 p.m. showing. So, super pumped. I'm forcing my best friend to go with me, and even if she doesn't, I don't care. I'm still going to go by myself. And they sent me a confirmation email.
Right.
So I bought it online. I flagged the email and everything. So, like, if I flag an email, I usually know not to delete it. Well, at some point over the course of time since then and, like, a couple days ago, I was going through my emails and I realized I know, because I wanted to check to see exactly when I was going, what my showing was. And the email was gone. I didn't know if I could ever get the confirmation or my tickets again, simply because I did it as a guest. I had not checked in to an account when I bought them.
You always created an account.
Nope, didn't do that. And I also couldn't remember if I bought them through Cinemark or if I bought them through Fandango. Could not remember, so I went and downloaded the Fandango app, found out if you create an account, it automatically, based off of your email, finds any tickets that you might have bought and just preloads them onto the phone app for you.
So, problem solved.
Problem, there they were. It took me two apps, panicking, texting Casey in a panic, and finally got my tickets.
I'm so happy for you.
I didn't know what I was going to do. I was like, I'm going to be screwed. And there was, because I had looked online to see if there was any, like, tickets still available at the theater that I wanted to go to.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And there's, like, none.
I don't know if this works if you buy them through Fandango, but I know, like, if you buy them through the Cinemark app, as long as you take the credit card that you had used to buy the tickets, they can find them. I don't know if that would work with Fandango, though.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, I'm glad everything worked out in the end for it. I knew it would. I had faith that the Force would find you those tickets.
Speaking of the Force, as we're recording this on Tuesday, December 10th, it was the Pittsburgh Penguins Star Wars night.
Yeah, one of my text groups is currently complaining about how, like, none of us were able to get the R2-D2 hat and, like...
Yeah.
Some peasant... Oh, God. Did your coworker succeed?
No, she just decided not to go to the game. After she told me she would bring me the hat back.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, so we're all complaining about how, like, some peasant non-Star Wars fan is going to get the cool R2-D2 hat.
It's upsetting.
It is upsetting. I feel like one of our listeners in Pittsburgh, if they went to the game, should donate, like, some hats to us. We entertain you on a weekly basis.
Did you watch any of the game or no? Because you were watching Crisis.
Yeah, I was watching Crisis.
Okay, so I actually caught some of the game, a little bit of the game, pretty much the second period and most of the third. And they would play in the broadcast Star Wars music, like heading to and from commercial breaks and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Or what it was supposed to, it was literally like really poorly covered Star Wars soundtrack.
Oh, God. So, like, they didn't get the license to use the movie
no,
for this broadcast.
It was, like, janky and...
Speaking...
Rough. Absolutely rough.
Speaking of Star Wars soundtracks, did you see that the whole soundtrack for The Rise of Skywalker leaked today, I guess?
No.
Yeah. I didn't hear any of it. I don't know what site it's on, but the entire soundtrack leaked.
My God, even just knowing the track titles would be incredible.
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking of, like, yeah, because, like, track titles have spoilers in them.
Yes, it does. Like, even if you look at the track titles for The Last Jedi.
So I'm going...
So, like, I mean...
Because I do, okay, so I have The Phantom Menace on my phone. Because it's a great soundtrack. And, like, one of the... This soundtrack came out before the movie. One of the soundtracks was called Qui-Gon's Noble End. So, like, if... You know what, though? But that was back in a day when people didn't give as much of a shit about spoilers as they do now. Because, like, I was talking... You saw me talking about this on Twitter last week. Like, the novelization and the video game for the Revenge of the Sith came out, like... over a month before the actual movie came out. Like, you can read the novelization and get the full story. You can play the video game and get the full story. Like, that would never happen today.
Hell no.
No.
They were, like, super careful about what they even did for the Fallen Jedi video game.
Yeah.
They had no idea, because if they did it too close to the current timeline, they could F some shit up.
Yeah.
But if they kept it back in the prequels, you have to, or near the prequels or the original trilogy, you have to be careful about what it impacts.
I was reading a story from a journalist, and like this guy asked Kathleen Kennedy, I can't remember what she asked him exactly or what he asked her exactly. It was something like, oh, it was who's the last, it was before The Last Jedi came out. When he asked her, he was like, so who's the last Jedi? And she's like, why would I answer that for you? And he was like, because back in 1998, I asked George Lucas, who's the Phantom Menace? And he was like, oh, it's Palpatine. And she's like, really? And he's like, yeah. He's like, okay. She's like, okay, well, I'm not going to tell you who the last Jedi is right now.
That's incredible, though, but that, like, he, like, went and pulled the receipt.
Yeah. He's like, it was like, Palpatine. So, all right. We got any more Star Wars stuff to talk about tonight?
Yeah, because I'm trying to see if I can find
the score titles.
Yeah.
If Chris,
that'd be a fun little thing to end on.
If Krista finds the titles, I promise we will give a huge spoiler warning before.
Yeah, massive. Okay, here we go.
You found them?
So, yes. Yes,
okay,
I did.
Okay, so spoiler warning, we're going to be talking about the Rise of Skywalker soundtrack, including titles, now.
All right, 20 tracks.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
What track website did you find these on?
Dark Side of the Force, and it has sources.
Okay.
Including the official leak from the Reddit, the thing that kicked it all off.
Okay.
It's a picture from a magazine. So the first one is main title and escape. Oh, wait, hang on. This is fucking... I done fucked up.
What'd you do?
Hang on. That was Last Jedi.
Oh.
But I can pull it up. I had it up, and then I hit the wrong one.
Yeah, because so far I'm only seeing, like, where you can listen to the music. I'm not actually seeing, like, any titles.
Okay. Damn. I got all excited, and then I needed to read a little bit better. I have my glasses on today, so I'm going to use that as an excuse.
You mean, like, you're
wearing... Wait, here we go. I found it on...
You're wearing things that should make you read better, and you're using that as an excuse for why you can't read.
No, because my glasses are actually like a year, 2 years old of a prescription.
Oh, yeah.
And my eyes are terrible, so like it's noticeable. I also don't have peripheral vision because they're so thick. I wish I was kidding, but I'm not. They're as thick as my finger.
That's pretty thick.
Reddit has it.
Okay.
So this is on Reddit, so who knows how true it is. But 23 songs. Number one is Prologue.
Okay.
Two, Falcon Flight. Three, We Go Together.
Okay.
Four, In the Desert.
Okay.
Five, A Prisoner. Six is Two Kim K-I-M-I-J-I. Kimiji?
Okay.
We'll go with Kimiji. Seven is Fleeing from Kimiji. Eight, Hallway Shooting. Nine, Hard to Get Rid of. 10 is Join Me.
Ooh.
11, The Old Death Star.
Oh.
12, Off the Waterfront. 13, Final Saber Duel. So I imagine that's based on the organization of the songs. Probably what plays during Rey and Kylo's water fight.
Okay.
Is my guess. 14, Healing Wounds, which fits a theory that we have seen floating around about the film.
Okay.
15, Advice. 16, Battle of the Resistance. 17, Approaching the Throne. 18, Parents.
Oh, okay, go on.
19, Coming Together. 20, Seeing Sights. 21, Rescue. 22, Farewell. And 23, Three Words. Can you guess them?
23, Three Words?
It's a spinoff of one of the movie titles. Three words for the final track title.
A Last Hope? No. What is it?
A New Home.
A New Home. Okay, so double spoiler warning now. We're going to go, like, we're going to talk about, like, theories. So, like, deep dive spoiler warning right now. Don't go on if you don't want to hear, like, any theories about, like, Rise of Skywalker or anything, okay? So discussion starts now. We both made a face when you said parents. What were you thinking? What's the first? Ray? Okay, I was thinking, oh, I see. I was thinking like Leia and Han. Like for like the four like through the force, like Leia and Han like encounter Ben. That's what I was thinking.
Unless they're using old footage of Harrison Ford, I don't see it.
I can see Harrison Ford coming back for this. For something like that, where it's like...
it could be shot in a studio, yes, I agree.
It could be shot in the studio. It's like probably at most a day's worth of filming. At most. Sure. Probably like a few hours worth of filming.
Sure. But then you kind of have to wonder if they're going to have enough footage of Carrie Fisher, considering how they said they did not want to CGI any of it.
You know, that's something that I've been thinking about. And, like, yeah, J.J. Abrams said he wasn't going to CGI Carrie Fisher. That doesn't mean he can't CGI her surroundings. And that doesn't mean that, like, he can't take existing footage and give it that, like, blue, like, force glow.
No. I completely agree. I just meant, like, how much, like, they're only going to have a limited, like, number of lines and stuff that, like, you have of her for, like, dialogue.
Right.
So, like, for her to come to Ben in a force vision or whatever, I could simply see it in a way being like a memory, perhaps.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a tough one because all I know is J.J. Abrams said that he had enough like footage to fulfill his plan with Leia. And like, I know like if you've got, like, a 2.5-hour film, you probably have, like, at least, like, another 3 or 4 hours of, like, unused footage.
Yeah.
That you can pull from. And, like, so, like, if he has, like, 3 or 4 hours of unused footage from The Last, from The Force Awakens, and then, like, another 3 or 4 from The Last Jedi, like, I can see him, like, easily having enough footage for whatever he wants to do. I guess, like, my biggest thing is, like, how does the dialogue, like, you can only, like, manipulate dialogue so much, so, like, how's he gonna do that? But I trust, yeah. I mean, I trust J.J. Abrams to do
this,
so. Yes,
that's kind of more what I meant than, like, footage itself.
Yeah.
Like, dialogue aspect. But, like you said, I also trust J.J. Abrams with it. I think he's gonna do good job. And I read an article recently that had an interview with I believe it was Carrie's brother. Mm-hmm. Where he was actually talking, like, they were talking to him about, you know, Carrie and like the upcoming Star Wars film and how the family feels and what their opinion was on her being in it, like, in what aspect was she gonna be in it and how did they feel about it. And he said that, like, they did it in a super respectful way, that they used a ton of, like, leftover footage, and that everything that, like, was done was, like, done with the family's consent and, like, approval. And he said, like, everything, like, looks great in regards to, like, Carrie in the film.
Right.
So, like, that gives me a lot of hope.
Yeah. That's good. We'll find out in a week. I'm so excited. I can't believe we're a week away. Like, it felt like this day was never going to come.
It was, like, it's crazy to think about, like, this time last year, what we, like, had just started the podcast.
We had, give me a second, and I'll tell you when we had our first podcast.
Okay.
I don't think it goes back to 2018. I think that, like, we started in 2019.
Or maybe...
Episode 1 of Siths and Giggles came... Well, that's not dated. Oh, you know what? It was like very end of the year or last...
Redoing a bathroom or something.
Well, okay, so episode 1 was looking forward to Star Wars in 2019. That was our very first episode. So it was either, it was very end of 2018 or very beginning of 2019 that we recorded our first episode. So yeah, podcast is a year old.
More or less.
Yeah. Hard to, like...
Wait, I think I can get the exact date.
It's crazy to think that, like, we didn't even know what... November 11th of 2019, I guess.
Okay, so we were over.
Never mind. That was 2019. Yeah, so the... So anyway, it's a year old. And it's crazy to think that, like, when we started doing this podcast...
Here we go. I have it.
Okay.
Okay, so very first episode, you were correct. Beginning of 2019, January 16th, 2019.
We didn't
when
even...
When it was published. So.
We didn't even know that it was called The Rise of Skywalker at that point.
No.
I just... Wow.
It's been a year of some Siths and giggles.
We had three people.
We did have three people.
We're down a man.
Four went out for Tim.
Yeah, we're down a person. We lost one through the course of all this.
Tim will be back at some point. He'll come on again, I'm sure.
If he has time.
He's gonna have
like a Jedi Temple worth of kids now.
Triplets. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, we lost one, but we gained three.
We lost one, but he gained three.
Yeah, that's holy shit. That's insane. I'd probably do like Harrison Ford and just grab the lightsaber and impale myself.
But congrats to Tim and his wife. You know, that's wonderful for them and their family. So congratulations.
Yeah. Again. Yeah. All right. Do we have anything else? All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. You can follow me at Darth Hockey on Twitter. You can follow the podcast at Sith Giggles Pod. You can follow Krista at Critter, K-R-I, 3 T's, E, 3 R's, because I know she's tired of saying it.
Oh, you're so kind, Casey.
And then there's
a mouthful.
Did I get it right?
You did.
I can see why you're tired of saying it.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Spreaker.com. Thank you for listening. Bye.